Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Big H appeared on Strictly Come Dancing, which caught royal aides by surprise. The Mirror recounts that Harry appeared via video call to chat with pal and Strictly contestant JJ Chalmers and his pro partner Amy Dowden. Harry mocked JJ's dress sense and sent a few good-natured jokes his way, but wished him all the best for his future in the dance contest. They first struck up a friendship when JJ took part in the Invictus Games, of which Harry is the founder. The Times reports the royals may not be happy with the BBC right now because of the ongoing row surrounding the broadcaster's controversial interview with his mother, Princess Diana, in 1995. The source told the Times, "Strictly Come Dancing is one of the BBC's flagship shows. Given what has been going on around the BBC Diana saga and everything that has come out of the other documentaries, Harry's timing is a little surprising. Of all the weeks for Harry to record something on the BBC, this wasn't it." A spokesperson for the Prince has since confirmed that Harry is aware of the ongoing row. They said, "The Duke has known JJ for a long time. They've been in good touch since Strictly started, and he was keen to show his support for a friend, so they recorded something together earlier this week." During the program, Harry remarked, "When I first met JJ, he was a shell of himself, but to see him shine through Invictus and get to himself again was an amazing time. That was an amazing journey. I'm so genuinely proud you're in this position now. You're not a dancer, and it proves you can do anything if you put your mind to it, which is amazing." Poking fun at his mate, he added, "You're definitely having an impact on society now, especially when you wear those tight blue shorts." The Mirror also reported Harry and Meghan have recruited an LA-based team for Archwell, including Christine Shermer, who has worked as head of communications at Pinterest since 2017, before she left the company in July. Meghan and Harry have also taken on Toya Holness as the couple's press secretary as they build up their team following a huge scaling back of their staff when they quit the royal family earlier this year. The Archwell website, being live, suggests the couple are ready to move forward to the next phase of the release. Meanwhile, Prince Charles has made an impassioned plea about Brexit, saying, "No man is an island." Charles said, "The United Kingdom has chosen a future outside the European Union, and the relationship between our countries is evolving once again. Its shape is a matter negotiated between our governments, and its essence is defined by the enduring connections between our people. It is, therefore, my heartfelt belief that the fundamental bond between us will remain strong. We will always be friends, partners, and allies. As our countries begin this new chapter in our long history, let us reaffirm our bond for the years ahead. One might equally submit that no country is really an island either, other than the wholly literal sense. Our histories bind us together, and our destinies, although each our own to forge, are interdependent to a considerable degree." However, anti-monarchy campaigning group Republic questioned Charles CEO Graham Smith, saying, "Charles' comments may appear fairly benign, but there is a clearly political message here. Charles has a responsibility to keep out of politics, and Britain's relationship with Europe is at the moment one of the most potent political issues there is. If a monarch or future monarch appears to be sympathetic with a particular political project that can only serve to deepen divisions, not heal them. An accountable head of state would be free to speak on issues as a way of bringing people together. Charles will only cause problems if he even appears to be wading into controversy." Royal watchers observed that when Charles turned 72 on Saturday, many members of the royal family wished him a happy birthday via social media. Absent from that list, Harry and Meghan. Presumably, they could have sent him a text and we just don't know about it. Kate, of course, along with her husband William, remembered. They posted on Instagram a photo of a laughing Prince Charles wearing a cream blazer and military accolades. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.